right, Joel Rollins back with Rave Radio at noontime, lunchtime, on day three of Infocom 14. And with me is Michael Hassett. And Michael is a longtime friend, colleague from Australia. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Joel. Thanks for inviting me.
Let me ask you first, and this is something I have been talking to Infocom people about all week, which is you Aussies have always been a very strong player here at Infocom.
Yeah. Big presence.
And big presence. Yep. Big presence. And goodness knows you Aussies make your presence known.
Yes, absolutely.
I have always compared you to Canadians on steroids.
So very kind.
For all my Canadian friends, you'll understand why. But with all the Infocom shows going on now, nine of them, this has to be the longest possible trek for you. How long a flight is this?
Well, yes, it's about 13 and a half hours over and about 15 and a half return.
Right, yeah. And I've done it both ways, as you know, and the jet stream can certainly affect that. I've been as much as an hour late getting into Sydney and as much as 2 or 3 hours late coming back this way.
Yeah. Sometimes you get in really early as well.
Yeah, well, when the fairy godmother blesses you with it, yes.
Indeed.
But with all the shows going on, I mean, Infocom Asia would be closer to you.
Well, yes, really closer. But I guess that Infocom US, most of the manufacturers do tend to do their product releases here first, as opposed to, you know, Asia and the other areas.
I think ISE is starting to compete with that, though. Would that be a better choice for you?
Look, it might be a better choice. I prefer coming to the United States, particularly when Infocom's in Las Vegas.
Ah, I see. Okay. So, I guess and I won't even comment on the gambling aspect of Las Vegas, because everything else about Las Vegas is fairly inconvenient. It's a long trek to the hotel.
Indeed, yes.
It's a long wait for cabs, and it is the most crowded airport, I think, in North America. And I fly in and out of JFK, and I think that Las Vegas is worse. It's worth it for you.
Well, I think that it's worth it for us. I tend to bring over two or three of my technicians with me. They get the opportunities to come and ask questions of engineering teams and people that are, you know, involved in product development. They find tremendous value in it.
What have you and your folks been excited to see here at the show?
Oh, well, it's an easy answer or an easy question to answer. Panasonic have an absolutely spectacular 3D demonstration. They've got a little area in there, and they've got a roller coaster. Now, they give you a pair of standard 3D goggles, put them on first, and you think, this is okay. Then they put a piece of a set of motion tracking goggles on you. Well, if you can last more than 15 seconds on that roller coaster, you're doing well.
Apparently, yesterday, Amelia, who's Gary's PA here at the show, fell down in it.
I nearly did this morning.
Really?
Yes.
So it's that realistic?
It's absolutely realistic, yeah. You're completely disorientated. You're put well off guard.
Now, your field is staging.
Well, yes.
Is there an application, or was it just worth it to come see?
Oh, just worth coming to see. It's, you know, one of those. Well, look, truly, there would be an application. We do a lot of building projection. People are always looking for novel ways of interaction. It's just another trigger to perhaps, you know, create some interest. You may not be able to specifically use that little trick, but, you know, it's something we might be able to develop from.
Okay, well, then let's ask the second question after that. Tell us a little about TDC.
Okay, well, I started TDC 33 years ago, 1981, well before there was really AV. And today we are very, very much involved in large format building projection. We do a lot of public events. One we recently did in Australia, it's called Vivid. It is a festival that runs for 3 weeks. It is a public, no-cost event. We provide the projection technology for those things. We do the projectors and the media servers, put them into large towers that are waterproof, because typically Vivid's an outdoor event, and during the 3 weeks it will rain, and rain most of the time.
Yes, you have two kinds of weather where you are, in my experience, which is rainy or gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah.
And you hope for the gorgeous days, but you're prepared for the rain side.
Yeah, and it's often called morning and afternoon, or Monday and Wednesday.
Whose projection technology do you like right now?
Well, we use Barco. We've got pretty much a complete holding on Barco product. We've got a bit of Panasonic. We use that mainly in our theatre applications. So just to expand a little bit on what we do, one thing I just mentioned there about building projection, we also do camera systems for concerts and corporate events, lots of LED for television. We've covered, we do most of Australia's major television shows, such as The Voice, X Factor. Corporate work, so general AV, but generally it's all based around video. So camera systems, LED screens, large projection, switching.
Sure. I mean, do you do, what percentage of what you're doing are outdoor events?
Outdoors probably around 10%.
Okay. Yep. That's actually a very, very high percentage for a staging company.
Yeah. We're doing a majority of the outdoor large public events in Australia.
So I take it you've built up things like weather enclosures and so forth for your equipment.
Well, yes. We use things for just individual projectors, things like the Tempest enclosures. Typically, it is a scaffold and clad structure that we will build with and we bring in a staging company to do that kind of stuff for us.
Sure. Or a rigging company. What you would call a staging company, we'd call a stage company.
Yeah.
Because we call a staging company what you do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So how many people are here with you today?
I've brought three over with me. Yep.
It's also a major investment for an Australian to come here for that.
Well, indeed. The airfare is not exactly inexpensive. Yeah. And, accommodation here is fortunately reasonable.
Yeah. Las Vegas is, it's interesting because our government has this phrase that they're using about, we're not allowing meetings in Las Vegas anymore. And you want to call them and say, as far as putting people up, Las Vegas is one of the better places to hold a meeting in the United States because they're counting on your people gambling.
Yeah.
So I have to loan my employees money on the way home. So, and I imagine that happens all the way around.
Oh, I like to hand out the tough love.
Tell us a little about some of the more unusual events that you're doing.
Ooh, unusual. Actually, this weekend, there's Movie World, believe it or not, on the Gold Coast in Australia. And we're doing some special event building projection over there. So, maybe it's not unusual, but there we're using some Tempest outdoor enclosures. We have to haul the projectors up in the boxes with cranes onto the top of the building, so access is really, really appalling. I think you caught me off guard there about, unusual things.
Well, I guess unusual for you would probably be a stretch. It's a lot of what a staging company does, and we would call you a staging company here, tend to be unusual events. Where do you get employees?
Employees, that's the biggest problem.
Isn't it?
I think it's the same problem all over the world.
Yeah.
We all have the same issues. We try to engage young people. We try to develop it. We actually do have a trainee program specifically designed around the products that we have. That program runs for 2.5 years. They may have come from other competing companies. Some of those people are coming out of university or out of colleges. That whole problem
sounds very much the same as here. It's an unusual profession to be in,
yes.
Especially in the events end of things. I mean, unusual hours on having to deal with multiple technologies. You wind up having to have people who are very, very capable of learning something quickly and then going and doing it.
Yes.
And those are hard people to find.
Well, they are. And we've actually just started to introduce, it wasn't deliberate. We got a couple of girls in as technicians, and they're turning out to be absolutely fantastic.
I'm finding that when you can convince them that they can live this life, that we've had a number of fabulous female technicians, especially in the lighting design area. We've had some great people in the field. Now, we got several thousand hits to the website last night from inside Las Vegas, which means people are looking at, we have one day of show left, and there are things, what should I see in what limited time I have left. What are you doing with your last afternoon?
Last afternoon is really doing the scans around the smaller booths, the the people who have the interesting, odd items that, you know, the little tricks things that you might put in your toolbox.
Right.
And you know, there's quite a lot of them out there. You've just really got to look. That's what I'm doing this afternoon.
I keep telling Gary that especially for the staging industry, we need to develop a rave award for best accessory.
Yes, or best interesting item.
Something. Absolutely. Mm. Best interesting item, if you want to put it that way. So you're off to the pipe and drape land, I guess, the smaller booths.
Yes. Yeah. I've had a little bit of a scan this morning. I'll go back this afternoon and ask some questions.
Flying home tonight? Yeah,
I am indeed. I'll leave here about, I'm on a 7 o'clock flight. So.
And on back to do events in Australia.
Indeed, yes.
So have a great flight back. And Michael, thank you for being with us.
All righty. Thanks, Joel. Cheers.